hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Tuesday. I got that right, didn't I, Brent? Anyway, I guess I said Happy Friday yesterday. Sometimes I don't even know what I say. But anyway, it's Tuesday. Got a lot going on today. Brandon Hickey will be on here in about 15 minutes, somewhere in that neighborhood. Talk about the auction at Elk City in Western Oklahoma yesterday and get a feel for him, what the markets are doing, and all kinds of good stuff. First, let's check out these cooler than normal temperatures from the last couple of days. 66 at Slapout, 68 at the May Ranch, 72 at Lahoma, 69 at the home of the secret weapon, Cheyenne America. 76 at Hollis, 75 at Hobart, 74 at Bessie. What is Watonga and Weatherford? Somewhere around 72, 73. And then what else we got? Texas Panhandle. Let's check it out. 68 at Lipscomb, 72 at Dozer, Wellington, 73, 78 at Odell. I haven't checked the winds in about an hour. Let's see what they're doing. Oh, yeah, they're getting it. We got basically 15 to 20 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30 right now all over the western Oklahoma. Not so high up in the panhandle of Oklahoma. But anyway, it's breezy out there and it's dry. There wasn't no dew this morning, I can tell you that much. Let's see. Coming up Saturday, October 5th. At Berlin Volunteer Fire Department, their annual fish fry. Donation only is the entry fee to get your fish. And so anyway, make sure it starts at 6 o'clock Saturday, so make sure you attend and help raise some funds for the Berlin Volunteer Fire Department. They would dearly appreciate it. Man, there's a lot going on in the world right now, I'm not gonna lie. And not anything really good at the moment. I just got an update on news flash on my phone. Iran has attacked Israel with ballistic missiles. They not know who they're messing with over there, I'm telling you. Anyway, Israel is under attack right now with missiles from Iran. So anyway, everybody just, we need peace, so it's not going to happen the way it's going. So I hope this doesn't escalate into a bigger war. But the United States and some of its allies are over there helping knock down some of those missiles before they get to Israel. So anyway, not good. All right, and then another one. Let's see here. Where is that at? It's in my email. Get over here on the focus stuff, and there we go. So another thing that's going to affect us, not short term but long term, is the dock worker strike shuts down all ports in the east and along the Gulf. So it's a big hit for our economy. Not right at the moment. If they can get this resolved, the unions representing thousands of dock workers from Maine to Texas launched a strike Tuesday over wages and the use of automation, shutting down seaports with a work stoppage that threatens to cause significant disruption to trade in the national economy. It was the first strike since 1977 for the International Longshoremen's Association, whose 47,000 members handle cargo operations at three dozen ports on the East and Gulf Coasts. They receive about half of the U.S. imports, and it comes at a delicate time economically and politically as the country is emerging from a period of high inflation and just a month ahead of national elections. If the strike ends quickly, the experts are saying it won't have big impacts on businesses or consumers. Many retailers had their products shipped earlier than usual or built up inventory in anticipation of this labor action. Some importers have transported goods by air, and others have rerouted cargo to the West Coast, where they just had their strike. What was that, last year? So nothing major going on out there. So, but experts say with each passing day, economists say it will cost billions of dollars in lost trade, although some of this would be recouped later. If the ports remain shut down for longer than a week or two, more significant and wider effects will hit the American economy. And it affects us farmers and ranchers a lot, too. We get our a lot of the fertilizer comes into the ports down in the Gulf Coast. And so, and it's that time of the year. Surely there's enough fertilizer already in storage for this fall, but a lot of your corn farmers up north, Kansas, Nebraska, and up in Iowa, and up in the Midwest, they always buy in advance for next season. So I don't know. And so we'll see how that goes. But let's see here. What else are those talking about? The Biden administration has said that it is not considering invoking the 1947 Taft-Hartley Act to break a strike, but analysts say it may have little choice if it is not settled pretty soon, given the potential economic and political damage it can cause. The Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach combined had their busiest August ever this year, and both ports have prepared for increased cargo volume in anticipation of this strike. West Coast dock workers are represented by a different union, which agreed to a new contract last year. So, anyway, it's just a crazy world we live in. Today is Hay Day Tuesday, so if you got hay you want to sell, or if you're looking to buy some hay, 580-225-9697. I'll get to it in the last segment. If you're selling hay, please write down what text in what type of hay it is, if you're selling it by the ton or by the bale, and how much, and if it's tested or not, can you load, and where are you at? What county, at least? Give me the county. Anyway, city, county, just give me that area so everybody will know where it's coming from. So, and today is Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour. You guys been by there here lately? They got a new asphalt out in front of the office entrance there, which is good. And I see Christy got her way. She wasn't going to have no semis turn around in her driveway, so they put up some big concrete blocks so you can't turn around. Anyway, as we move into fall, it's time to get those cows preg-checked and up to date on yearly vaccinations. With ever-increasing input costs for feed, hay, and labor, open cows can pay their way. Calling open cows and cows that calve outside your normal calving window is one of the most important management practices we can do to increase efficiency and profitability. Also, remember that it's never too early to schedule a herd visit to establish a relationship with us and discuss any herd health issues that you can avoid. Emergencies can't be prevented, but many herd health problems are easier to prevent than to treat. Let us work with you to help improve your herd's health and your bottom line. From vaccinations to prevent disease, testing to ensure efficient use of dewormers, and most importantly, the correct antibiotic selection and dose when an issue does arise. We are here to help you. Call Stockman's at 580-225-0200 for all your animal needs. All right. Let's check out what's going on with the market right now. And then we'll take a Stockman's Vet break and see if we can get a hold of Brandon. Let's see. Here is your Lipscomb Dealerships market update. December, the market looks pretty good today. December corn, 428, up 3.25. March, 445, up 4. Soybeans for November, 1059, up 2.5. January 1078 up 2.75. October soybean meal 352.80 up 850. December 350.10 up 850. Soybean oil for October 43.17 up or down 34. And December 43.45 up 14. Hard red winter wheat December 5.98 up 15. March 6.13 up 15.5. And what do we got here? Man, Sugar Daddy's in the bucks. I just seen that. Sugar's up 37 at 22.84 a pound. Not bad there, Sugar Daddy. Hey, I heard somebody, if Sugar Daddy, I hope you're listening. If not, somebody pass the word on to him. But anyway, there was somebody had a really nice John Deere 44 horse tractor for sale with a front end loader on it yesterday. I think I saved their number and stuff. Somebody passed the word on to Mr. Sugar Man that I'll get him that number, because that 44 horse, I'm pretty sure that'll pull that housewife baler you used to bale hay up. But anyway, if you're interested in some green paint, let me know, Sugar Daddy. November crude oil out of West Texas, 70.81 up 264. Gas, what's it doing today? Well, it's down a little bit, not much. November is 291. Sorry about that. The NASDAQ, the Dow, and the S&P are all in the red today. Live cattle, October 184.65 up 87. December 185.55 up 75. And feeder cattle for October 246.92 up 72. November 245.50 up 60. Lean hogs, October 83.42 up 117. December 74.62 up 135. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When I come back, I'm Mr. Brandon Hickey from the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction on the phone with me, and we'll check out what's happening with the cattle market on the local level. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the Sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here. I'm speaking with Kent Watkins, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent, what's going on this time of year at SEI?
Well, Ron, we are booking seed for fall pasture. We have triticale, rye, hairy vetch, and radishes, which will make great pasture for this winter. And we also have winter cattle cube contracts available.
Thank you, Kent. For more information, give Kent a call, 580-225-0317. SEI Agritech, 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracts with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre tract with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Lipscomb, Texas, 67 degrees, humidity 27, dew points 32, winds out of the northeast at 16 with wind gust up to 20, peak wind gust today, 29 miles an hour, no month-to-date precipitation yet, red flag minutes today, 0, 8-inch soil temperature 71 degrees. Well, on the phone with me right now is Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Thank you for coming on today, sir.
You bet. Did you miss me last week?
I did. I don't know. I don't know why. 2 weeks in a row, I schedule something on Tuesday to be out in the field, and I know better. And I'll try my best not to do that. And then, lo and behold, Wednesday, you're out in the field playing shotgun, father.
Yep.
How was that? How was that going to the finals for the OYE?
We had our team didn't do great, but Nate had a not too good first box, and then shot like what he's capable of on his second box. He had shot a 25 out of 25 on his second box, and it was that was good. Made the good adjustment. The targets were pretty darn high, so everybody was having to make a little bit of an adjustment. They higher than most of the trap shooting kids were used to. And so you had to make a little adjustment, and some of the, the ones that could make adjustments, you sure see them rise to the top that second box. So
right, well they I have not got to attend an OYE finals, and some of those, well that whole bunch that was there for the finals last week, man, those kids are amazing, ain't they?
Oh, they are, and these teams. Just every year that they have it, it gets a little bit more competitive each year. They just get the teams get more good kids on them. More good kids are coming and joining shooting sports and putting in the time and the effort to practice and get better. And there was some really good scores put up there. Even with those high targets, there was some really good scores put up there. So it was a very fun, enjoyable day to see all the kids and all the parents and out doing their thing.
Well, you know the reason why they raised the targets up to come out higher, right?
Oh, why?
It's dove season. and today's a perfect day to go practice.
Yep, that's right. Oh, man.
This morning, I was coming down the road from the house after getting driveway, and I seen some dove fly across there, and I thought it was some F-16s going through there.
Moving on.
Yeah, so anyway, congratulations to all the kids that was at OYE at the first and the second time. I think it's great. I mean, not everybody's got the niche or sometimes the money to be in the stock show and business, and I'm glad some of those kids are getting into that. They're shooting the stock show, and don't get me wrong, I love stock shows, and then plus they got these ag mechanics going on. I just see the FFA and the 4-H, the way they've been changing the last 10 years. I think it's awesome.
yep
Yep.
It shows that what the future is about. So anyway, next thing I want to see OIE's sponsor drone competition. I think that'd be cool.
Anyway,
well, let's start at Elk City because I've had a lot of people asking me, "Hey, what's the market like right now? Is it changing a lot?" As we talked before on the phone, it's changed a little bit, but it just depends on the quality of your cattle.
Yeah. I mean, what we saw Friday, a lot of interest. Again, a lot of buyer interest, a lot of competition on the 3 and 4 weight cattle. You could tell we'd had a rain and the wheat was starting to show, and so the 3 and 4 weight boy cattle were really had a lot of friends and really, really, really jumped. Everything else was, kind of mostly steady. If the marks looked a little bit cheaper on some things, well, like I said, not quite as good a quality as what we had the week before, but those lightweight boy cattle were definitely in demand, and you could tell they were sure wanting to get some of them ready to get turned out. Hopefully, God willing, we'll get one more, get another good rain coming up here pretty quick. And this wheat that people have got sowed and got up, some of them got it up, we'll go ahead and get it set and rooted down, and we'll sure have some grazing. You know, it looked like 2 weeks ago we didn't have a chance at all, and now it looks like we've got a chance. But man, that inch and a half, 2 inches of moisture that most everybody in this part of the world got, it has disappeared in a hurry. So we sure need another one right away.
Yeah, this first morning, I remember in quite a while, we ain't had a dew since that rain. And I know this is a dry front coming through, this northern coming through that's cooled things off a little bit. But on my way to Elk this morning, I could see the dirt stern. So
yeah,
it's dried off pretty quick. So you was impressed with the boy. The girls are still doing good.
They are. They didn't take the jump that the boys did. But they're still doing well. Still lots of buyer interest. I mean, like we've talked before, the thing we've got going, one of the things we've got going for us is the cost of gains have gotten cheaper. So these, the grow yards, I mean, even though we don't have a lot of wheat to put these cattle on, the grow yards are willing to buy these cattle at a pretty decent price and grow them, with the cost of gains have got, much more reasonable. The corn and the hay price have come down, especially north in the get on up into Kansas and whatnot. They've got quite a bit of grain and alfalfa hay and silage, so they're buying them cattle and putting on it. And also, getting to send a lot of them older bred cows up that direction also. And that's helping on that kind of offsetting a little bit that the butcher cow markets has dropped some with the numbers we're seeing, kind of offset that a little bit. If you've got some bred cows, well, you've got a possibility of getting a premium on them, to go back on feed somewhere. So that's a good thing also.
Where in the heck are all these slaughter cattle coming from? I figure people would have been done culling by now.
Well, this is kind of typical culling time. We get into this time of year, and they bring their calves to town, and they bring the cows that they know they don't want to winter. But I'm like you. I thought that we kind of would already been through that. We wouldn't see that as many this fall as what we've seen. But between the dry weather, I think they culled down a little bit deeper with it being dry, and I just more of them come than what I was expecting, and that's just kind of emptying the country out even more of cows. It's sure going to, at some point in time, there's sure going to be a lot of demand to get some young cows put back in the country. I don't know when exactly that's going to happen. I think this moisture situation is going to have to get a little bit more favorable, a little bit more regular. But they're sure at some point in time they're going to be a lot of people needing to restock some grass.
Well, I guess my best own advice, I'm keeping some heifers this year. I said I'd never do it again, but here I am. I'm keeping some heifers here. But you, all these reports you see, all the, even whether they come from the USDA or Dr. Peel or any of those guys, the herd rebuilding isn't really caught on just quite yet, has it?
No, it's
you know, there may be a little bit going on, but we're still, if we're offsetting the percentage that we're culling, it's not by very much. I mean, it's a very, very slow rebuild at this point, and going to take a while to get back to the normal numbers for sure. And that, and I, like I say, I think we're going to have to get in a little bit better situation weather-wise, moisture-wise, and you know, and another thing that's definitely going to affect this thing is you know, the interest rates. I mean, what you know, that's if you're having to look at $2,500 to $3,500 to replace and put a young cow, and you know, you're going to have to put 9 or 10% interest on her a year. That's a factor that's going to be somewhat limiting, also. So that, you know, we may see this growth happen a lot slower than we did the first time around when we kind of rebuilt after the 2011-2012 drought. It's this time's rebuild is looking like it's probably going to be a lot take a lot more time for several factors, you know, weather and also possibly interest and available funds.
Well, one guy said something to me the other day that I'll share with you and get your thoughts on it. He said, "Why would I keep a heifer at my place?" He was talking bunches, but we'll just say a heifer, when it'll bring $1,500 at the sale barn, and I can turn around and buy a bred cow for somewhere between $1,700 and $2,000, and not worry about having to be out there in a blizzard pulling a baby. So yep. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely I mean, I don't know how young of a cow he's actually getting bought for $1,700 to $2,000.
Right.
That can't be a very, very young cow, so he's, you know, he's not getting one that's going to be a long lasting one for that kind of money. It's you know, it's only going to be around maybe for a calf or two. But I mean, it's still, yeah. I mean, it's a viable deal. That, I mean, in your marketing and figuring up your finances going forward and your cash flow and whatnot. I mean, he's absolutely right in that aspect. And you know, and but some people, you know, they want to have their own genetics. You know, they know what
exactly.
They've got, and they want their own genetics, so they want to keep their own heifers. And you know, that's works for some people, and other people, you know, don't really have the manpower or the facilities to deal with calving heifers. Because I mean, you know, they've got this bull deal now where you know you can get these heifers bred to the right bulls and have very, very, very little trouble. But you know, you still have to watch them. I mean, you still, you know, they
it's
can
in
run
your
into
blood.
Issues.
And, it's in your
yeah,
blood.
Yeah. And they, you know, they them heifers, them first timers. I mean, they can. They can come up with something silly to do to cause an issue that, you know, if you're not watching them, you sure got the potential to lose them. And so, you know, it does require more time and effort and facilities and everything. So for some people, that is definitely an absolutely better option to sell their heifers. And you know, like the gentleman said, you don't have to add a whole lot to what they're bringing right now and get you a bred cow that presumably
yes
has a lot less percentage chance of having trouble.
Yeah, and I'm not going to name his name on this deal, but anyway, and he might be into older women, I don't know, so I have no clue. So anyway, I'm assuming there. And so anyway, well, let's before we head down I-40 east, have you got anything on the hook for this Friday at Elk City?
We'll have a nice run of calves once again. Got just a lot of really nice ranch raised calves coming in again this week. This will be, you know, this is the first to be the first Friday sale that we'll have, and it'll be October now. So you know, the fall runs are going to continue. We've got the Hunt family are going to start in from Robert Wheeler with their good Charlotte Cross calves coming this week. Yep, and some good Angus calves from down there at Altus, going to have a potload of them, and old Mr. Sites over there, Mo Beattie, he's going to have some of his good calves. They're all going to be weaned and ready to go. So we've got a good run lining up. And then 1 week from today, or from this Friday, we've got a consignment. We'll have 175 bred cows and pairs, 4 to 8 years old, that we'll have on offer in 1 week from this Friday. So we're getting geared up for that, have a really nice set of
bred cows and pairs. I think they're about 100, around 100, between 100 and 125 calves. There'll be some of those cows that we'll probably split that'll be shortbred back, and then there may be some young 3-in-1s that we'll have on offer. There'll be quite a few cows with little babies and pairs that we'll have on offer, and then a good offer to bred cows also.
All right. Are you, I thought about something I was going to ask you on the phone. I'm going to ask you live on air so you can be truthful with me. No, I'm just kidding. Are you going to have a fall sale at Elk City this fall? Have you decided?
We always have a weaned calf sale, a special weaned calf sale. Our special weaned calf sale at Elk City is always the first Friday in November, which I believe
right.
This year falls
yep.
on November the 1st.
Mine will be ready. Yep. I have them ready.
Good.
They'll be a little over 60 days. I know you want 90,
yep.
but they'll be a little over 60.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so. that's a good amount on them home raised calves, and we take them for that sale. On the home-raised ones, we'll take anything 45 days and up on the special wean part of the sale for that November 1st, the special wean calf sale.
Right. Let's head east down I-40. You had a good sale yesterday at Western Oklahoma, 1,413 head. Again, what's your comments on it?
Good market. A lot of good buyer interest again. Really, a lot of competition on the feedlot ready cattle. Again, had more of them than what we was expecting to. Not quite as good a quality as what we run the week before. So thus, maybe a little bit cheaper on the samples that we put out. But that was more of a had to do more with the quality deal than it did with the buyer interest. There was still a lot of buyer interest in those feedlot ready cattle, and had a good calf run as well. Kind of the same scenario as what we're seeing at Elk City. Those 3-4 weight boys, not as many of them to be had, but the ones we did have were very, very much in demand, and a lot of them going locally, where you're seeing a lot of the bigger calves off cows. You know, are kind of heading out of the country, heading north to where they've got more feed. But a lot more of these light ones, are staying around right now.
I got you. Hey, I got a question for you because it comes better from you than me. A lot of people over the last year or two have asked me, and I was just sitting here looking at your short report here. Will you tell everybody what the definition of everybody knows what winged and non-winged is, but mm-hmm. What is the cattleman's definition of calves, cutter bulls, and feeders?
Okay, so the calves, that's when I put that designation in there. That's to make sure they know that was a set of unweaned right off the cow. You know, calves or possibly short winged, but we put the calves in there on the deal for instance, the skinhead, 707 pounders from Elk City at 228. Well, we're selling 200. We're selling 707 pounders a lot higher than that if they're a yearling, as opposed to a calf. So that's something that's not weaned or maybe very short winged at best.
Okay.
The cutter bulls are something that are basically, they can be weaned or unweaned, but they pretty much, untouched by human hands. They haven't been castrated yet. So that's what your cutter bull designation is. The weaned, if it just says weaned, that means that they're probably have got, 45 to 75 days, something like that on. And then when you label them as yearlings, well, that's something that, has been turned out. For 90 to 120 days, typically 100 days or more, and they're going to be a more age-year, calf, a true yearling, full year old calf that's been turned out on pasture or possibly in a grow yard for a considerably longer length of time, and not just a pulled off the cow for a 45 to 60 days.
Right. And most of your yearling calves are what? Is there a weight there? Are they usually 700 or heavier?
Typically, 650 up.
Okay.
Are going to be yearlings. That's not always necessarily right, but that's typical. You know, most of the time you're 650 up. Now we will have some yearlings that get rough wintered and not given a lot to feed other than just the dry grass, and you know we'll have some true yearlings from time to time that will just weigh in the fives. But typically, you know, you're kind of 650 and up. You're talking about the sure enough true feedlot ready cattle. That's something that's ready to go straight into the yard and hopefully, you know, not have any health trouble on where, you know, a weaned calf or an unweaned calf, you know, they're typically not going to take those straight into a feed yard. They may go into a grow yard, but not going to go straight into a feed yard because of the concern of the health issues on them.
I got you. All right, you got anything on the books people need to know about for Monday? This coming Monday?
No. We do have a couple of small groups of calves lined up. I've got some guys that said that they're going to bring some more yearlings, but nothing that's been 100% confirmed yet. I've got one guy that's got a really nice set of weaned five weight steers that may be coming this Monday, and he'll have these long weaned. He's had these since they weigh in the heavy twos and light threes.
Okay.
But he hasn't decided for sure if he's coming this coming Monday or the Monday after. So we got some really nice stuff coming up, but not a lot just absolutely confirmed yet. But we're going to have a really good run. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You just got done yesterday. Well, I will tell you that your head cook at Elk City.
Mm-hmm.
She called me darling on social media the other day. And I'm concerned. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring her some tomatoes from my high tunnel, and I'm going to see if I actually get one on my hamburger.
Yep, there you go.
But
you
I don't know. So
I think, you know, week before last, I was thinking about this, and week before last, we did not mention her or her crew at all. And then, of course, last week I wasn't on at all, so we didn't talk about them at all. So they've got 2 weeks. Well, I think their feelings are kind of hurt. Her feelings are kind of hurt. And, you know, the week she hasn't got talked about in 2 weeks.
So, I know.
So we'll remedy that today and get, you know,
yeah,
get her
yeah, yeah,
feeling back good, you know, get the good feelings going back again that she's being talked about again.
Well, I'm going to bring her some tomatoes for her, and I'll guarantee you she's going to take them to the sale barn, and she's going to resell them even though I gave them to her. So she's going to make a profit, but all I can say, it better be on my hamburger when I order that sucker come Friday. So, that's all I got to say, but man, that scared the hell out of me when she called me darling. So anyway, well, Brandon,
well, I the way I know that lady, if she called you darling, it was because she couldn't post what she was really thinking that she thought.
There you go. That's probably what it was. I didn't even think about that. Anyway, because she needs to be careful. We go to the same church, and so anyway. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming on today, and I'll see you Friday.
All right. Sounds good, Jimmy.
All right. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And what do we got? Oh, we got Hay Day Tuesdays coming up here in about 10 minutes. Already got a couple of text messages in on the hay hotline. Anyway, got some alfalfa hay and some rye hay. Anyway, we'll... if you want to advertise some hay for sale, 580-225-9697. Text that in. If you can't text, call somebody that can. And so, anyway, text that in. If you got some hay for sale, I need to know how much you sell them by, the per ton, per bale, what kind has been tested or not tested. And that's not important. It just help you with your sales. If it's tested, I'll tell them on the show here. And where's it at? And can you load? And if you can haul, you can throw that in there too. Or if you're looking for some hay, text that in also. Let me know what you're looking for and where you're at and what kind of hay you got and are looking for, blah, blah, blah. And this is all Hay Day Tuesdays is provided to you by the Great Plains Bank. So anyway, we'll be right back after the Stockman Vet Clinic break. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 30th. 1,413 head were sold. 10 head of steers at $590 brought $243. 4 at $721 brought $216. 6 at $760 brought $250. 5 at $809 brought $246. 28 at $898 brought $234. 14 at $920 brought $231. 21 at $922 brought $232. 8 head of heifers at $474 brought $260. 5 at $514 brought $240. 7 at $521 brought $261. 15 at $590 brought $240. 6 at $652 brought $220. 3 at $783 brought $227. Butcher cows were $50 to $139. Butcher bulls brought $100 to $153. Bred cows were $1,500 to $2,000. Pairs brought $2,000 to $2,525. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 42 registered age advantage bulls. Also, an elite group of 17 registered heifers and over 100 bred commercial heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the first Monday in October. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I got a lot to get done here in the next 12 minutes here. Let's see here. Brandon and I always burn up the hour on there. Let's check out some ag weather up in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's pick the big town of Beaver. Hadn't been Beaver in a while. They're having their sale as we speak right now. Beaver, 67 degrees. Winds are out of the northeast at 11. Dew points 29. Humidity's 24. No, let's see here. 10. Oh, yeah. It's different on the Oklahoma, isn't it? Back up. 10-day rain total, 2.06 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 72 degrees. Sunset at 7:26. Sunny and 73. clear, 51 tonight, sunny, and 93 tomorrow with southwest winds, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 25. Here we go. The windy fall has arrived. Anybody out there sitting in their bow stand right now? Deer season opened today. And I don't know if you bought your deer tags or renewed your license if you don't have a lifetime, but it's different this year, and I think it's pretty cool. So it's, I think you get $36 as a resident, you get all six of your tags for both. Maybe for both. I don't know if that's combo package or not. I'll have to look that up. I got an email in there. I'll check that out and reiterate what I was saying here. But $36 gets you six deer, $2 and four does. And plus, you got to buy your hunting license if you don't have one already. So there you have it. I hope if you was out today, you was having really good luck. You probably woke up this morning, used to no wind, a little bit of breeze out of the south, east, whatever, and that wind was howling out of the northeast. He's like, oh boy, that stand ain't going to be a good, where am I going to go today? So good luck to all you bow hunters out there today if you hadn't already got one. I haven't got any reports on it. Okay, today is Hay Day Tuesday, and this is not good news. August alfalfa price plummets. The average price of alfalfa hit its lowest monthly average price since February of 2021, according to data from the USDA's Agriculture Prices Report. The average August price for alfalfa dropped by $8 a ton to $175 per ton. Grass and other hay experienced a modest bump in the average price to a finish of $148. And hey. And then would you, the gap, see here was, so the gap between alfalfa hay and grass price during August was $27 per ton. I don't get that. I don't get it. Anyway, this is the smallest price difference since February 2019. The average price for supreme and premium alfalfa dropped by $1 per ton in August to finishing at $236 a ton. Only one state, Ohio, posted a double-digit month-over-month alfalfa price gain during August, and it was $10 a ton. Double-digit declines during August were more numerous, with 10 states falling into this category. For the second month in a row, Wisconsin led the pack. Minnesota was down by 20, Pennsylvania down by 16, New York, Nevada, and Arizona were down by 15. Colorado, Idaho, Illinois, and South Dakota dropped by $10 a ton. The highest average August hay price was reported in Texas at $275 per ton and was followed by New Mexico at $260 and Pennsylvania at $240. California settled in at $235. North Dakota easily had the lowest average alfalfa price at $100 per ton, followed by Minnesota at $105. Let's see what Oklahoma was according to the USDA. Tushy here. August alfalfa hay, 23. Last year was 204. This year it is 187 in July and 180 in August. So there you have it. So let's go ahead and take another quick break. When I get back, I'll have get your pencil and pen ready, pencil and paper, pencil, pen, and paper ready. And I got a couple of hay announcements to make for you for sale. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
He remembers his dad coming home from the rigs in the early 1980s with his coveralls covered in grease and oil. Then he followed his dad's footsteps into the oil field. He likes the work and appreciates what it's done for his family. But he likes something else a lot more. He and his wife have three grown kids who have kids of their own now. They love playing with those grandbabies. Soon, they'll see their grandkids all they want. Might even fix up the house and go on that Caribbean honeymoon they couldn't afford 35 years ago. When his family was young, he contacted some people who put a plan together for him. He and his wife sacrificed and worked the plan all these years. Their patience and persistence are about to pay off. Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, retirewithbaca.com or 323-6800. All the work you're doing now should lead to something better someday.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma. While you're working hard to make your business a success, there are people around the world working hard to take it away from you. They're very good at what they do. They're trying to find cracks in your business's cybersecurity. They continually send out bait. And when you or your employees open a file that looks harmless, they've got you. Then they control all the information necessary to run your business. And they won't turn loose until you pay the ransom. Dennis Teal at ITL wants to help. Wednesday, October 2nd, he's going to feed you for free while he talks to you for free about what's going on and what you can do about it. Business owner, you need to be at the Elk City Golf and Country Club October 2nd at noon to hear how you can keep control of your business. It's absolutely free, but you've got to register ahead of time. Go to kecofm.com and click the ITL link. It's your business. Don't let cyber extortionists get control of it.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. Picked Big City and hometown of Roger Miller. Eric, 74 degrees, dew points 39, humidity's 29. The winds are out of the northeast at 15. 10-day rain total, 1.68 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bearish. Soil temperature 76. Sunset at 7:23. 80 today, 53 tonight, and 91 tomorrow. So anyway, all right, you guys got your pencil, pen, and paper ready? Let me go to the text line right here, right quick. Alfalfa hay for sale. Little square bales. Average 75 pounds. No bugs. No stickers. This horse quality alfalfa hay. Winner. This is horse quality alfalfa hay. Winter is coming. Get stocked up. Dale High, Oklahoma can deliver for a fee. $15 per bale cash. $16 per bale check. $50 per bale credit card. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say nothing about credit card. Anyway, call or text 580-729-0361. 580-729-0361 for alfalfa hay at Dale High. And there we go. And we got some rye hay, round bales, not tested. $140 per ton, 1,100-pound bales, can load. 580-821-4816 at Carter, Beckham County. 580-821-4816 for some rye hay, really good, $140 per ton. Per ton. Anyway, I didn't know, but I do. And yesterday, a person texted into the text line, and we have groups of workers, electrical workers from Western Oklahoma representing us out in the Florida, where the hurricane Helene hit. Anyway, I missed them. I didn't know they was there. But anyway, not only is R&R Power Line out of Sarah there, also Varnell Power Line is there out of Sarah. I did not know that, and I apologize. We want to we keep our fingers crossed for safe work. You guys doing a good job out there. OG&A and PSO are also there from the state of Oklahoma, and the death toll keeps climbing, and just keep our fingers crossed, everybody, and say prayers for all the victims, and be safe out there from Oklahoma. You're working down there in the hurricane ravaged states of Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. So we wish you well. All right. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, America. God bless.